with the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history. Oh, by the way, touchdown San Francisco!
Feels great, baby!
You're now listening to the Fourth and Gold Podcast with Javi and Fern.
Try to do what's right and not be affected by any of that. And it's just been interesting to watch, and sure glad that it's over. I'm glad that we got our guy. I'm glad we feel so good about it. And I'm just pumped to get him here.
Welcome to the Fourth and Goal Podcast. We are back, a Senior Bowl edition, our annual Meet the Prospect edition of the podcast. As everyone knows, I was at the Senior Bowl this past week. What an awesome experience. Unfortunately, it rained way too much, but
yeah,
we did get to see a lot of prospects. And here with me, you heard his voice, one of my favorite prospects in this draft as a 49er fan. For those of us who've been paying attention to the 49ers, they are going to be in the market for a safety. And one of my favorite safeties is Texas A&M's own Leon O'Neal Jr. Leon, how are you doing? How is the Senior Bowl?
Yeah.
What's up with you, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Super excited. I hated that. Like, I gained so much, like brothers, like within a week, and then, you know, you got to kind of like just like leave them, you know what I mean? So that was hard. That was the hard part. I'm just like, we enjoy each other all week, you know what I mean? Love grinding with them, working with them, and just being around the staff, you know, and just being around the whole Senior Bowl, you know, environment. So it was fun. I enjoyed every part of it. I was super excited. You could tell every single day I was jumping around. But nah, man, it's kind of like now I'm like at a standstill where we just back to training again, you know? So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you just said you're back to training. It's nonstop, right? The draft process is nonstop. You go from college, you train, then you got the Senior Bowl. I'm sorry, college, you got the bowl games, then you're training, then you got the Senior Bowl. You said you're training. Where are you training at right now?
I'm in Frisco, Texas right now training. I'm with Brent Calloway with Exos.
Okay. A lot of guys go to Exos. That's a really good spot for them. A question that I was trying to ask you at the Senior Bowl, but I couldn't. We talked about it. The weather was really bad, and you guys were really busy the entire week.
Yeah.
What does Wake 'em Up 9 mean? Where did that come from? Where did that start? What does that mean?
Man, I honestly think, like, first thing first, when I always talk about that, you know, I think it varies within my life, you know, and my career. And everybody, I feel like, could wake them up, you know. It's just pretty much part of a dream. And nowadays, you know, when you got a dream, people kind of, like, try to spit on that dream that you have. You know, they don't. They try to make it if it doesn't matter. Well, my whole life, I've been told I couldn't do something, you know, and I always kind of overcame that. You know, I struggled when I was in middle school. I was a kid who got in trouble a lot. My dad, he wasn't around for the first half of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and my mom got in a divorce. And my mom worked a 12-hour job. I lived in a house full of girls. So I used to go outside, and I got around the wrong company. You know what I mean? Environment, and I was really passionate about the game of football, but, you know, and really ambitious about the game of football, and just ambitious about life, and had a lot of enthusiastic energy and all that stuff, but I just didn't know how to put that energy in the right, you know, the right spot, you know, just honestly, like, trying to figure it out as a young kid growing up. And so, like, honestly, like, when I got to ninth grade, that's when everything kind of, like, changed for me real fast. You know, middle school, a lot of people doubted me. They said I couldn't do certain stuff just because I was getting in trouble a lot. You know, well, I got my first set of A's and B's when I first hit high school. It was pretty cool. Like, I had a heartwarming moment with my mom calling her, and she was like, oh my God, like, you got the first set of A's and B's, you know, high school. When I was a kid, I got in trouble. I just got, you know, when I got elementary, I, like, was still elementary when I hit, you know what I'm saying? So that whole nine kind of, like, it's like my whole life, man. My whole life, I just pretty much been counted out, man. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. And I had always, like, overcame that. You know, I didn't get offered to my junior year in high school. Had nothing to do with my talent at all. My dad couldn't get a house in the subdivision out there in Cyprus. And so I had to, like, settle with just JV for, like, my first 2 years of, you know, high school football. And that was tough because I was working hard, man. He seen how hard I was working. I used to put a phone down by a tree and doing DB drills, back pedals and stuff like that, trying to figure it out. Man, I was just so ambitious about the game. I used to watch Ed Reed, Cam Chancellor, the whole nine, man. Tyrann Mathieu, Jamal Adams, you know what I mean? I just watched all these superstars, Troy Polamalu. I used to watch all these guys, you know what I mean, and just mimic them on the field and, like, try to figure out different ways where I could get better at the position. You know, I really fell in love with the position, you know what I mean, and everything about it, the leadership role that it takes, the vocal leader that it takes, you know, the hard hitter that it takes, like, you know, the rangy player that it takes. Like, that's what it takes, you know, to play that position. And I fell in love with every part of that, you know. So it's way bigger than just a game of football, though. I think it's just life, you know what I mean? When you're chasing something and you want something really, really bad, and you believe in yourself, this world try to tell you you can't do that. And I think it's kind of like what we going through this generation now. These young kids see a failure and they back off. You know, yeah. We'll talk about them and they back off. And like, man, like, you don't even know what's the other side of that, other side of failure, man, if you just go through it. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's really what it is, man. You can overcome anything. You can overcome yourself. And I think that's what I did my sophomore year. And that's why you see so much production change after my sophomore year. So much leadership after my sophomore year. So much team success after my sophomore year. Because I wasn't result-driven. I was process-driven. You know what I mean? I wasn't hearing naysayers. I wasn't worried about, you know, was I messed up a play or something like that. I was just working really, really hard. And so whatever the results was, I could live with. You know what I mean? And I think that's why you see so much success for me at my position and stuff like that. So I think I did a pretty good job of my last 2 years of college and really my whole life, just trying to, like, you know, the transition of failure, the transition of wanting to be great, because I want to be the best, you know what I mean? And so when you want to be the best and you make the sky the limit, you know, you're going to have some people trying to tell you you can't do it, you know what I mean? And so, or you're going to try to, or it's going to be times where you fail and you tell yourself you can't do it and you got to shake yourself out of that. So waking up is like a whole inspiration and motivation for, you know, not just myself, but youth. A lot of kids around use the wake them up term, you know, they use that. They say wake them up all the time. You know, they got to wake them up two, wake them up three, wake them up four. Like, I started off the wake them up stuff, wake them up nine, you know what I mean? But I just feel like we all can wake them up in life, you know what I mean? Whether it's a sport, it's a job, it's a way of life, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Wake them up. You woke them up. You woke them up. You're getting attention from NFL scouts. You got attention from Senior Bowl. You got attention at Texas A&M. And you mentioned it, the vocal leadership. We heard you all week at the Senior Bowl. Your energy was on the sideline. It was noticed. It was energy on the field, noticeable. There wasn't a second that I was watching practice that you weren't moving around, talking to somebody, lifting somebody up, or just, you know, pointing in the right direction and just trying to make sure guys are lined up correctly.
Right.
The Lions staff had you play both strong safety and free safety at points, right? They had you at single high. Sometimes they had you at split safety. Sometimes they had you in the box. Where are you more comfortable? Are you more comfortable as a strong safety? Are you more comfortable as a free safety? Do you like the split safety look? And for NFL defenses, what do you think they're trying to, what do you think they value, or what do you think that they see as your strength in coverage or in run defense? Where do you think that kind of stuff lines up for you?
Well, I'm a player that always get around the ball. I think you know that firsthand. And then me having so much experience at Texas A&M University, playing all the top teams, the SEC East, I mean, SEC West, even SEC East. But, no. I'm just really big at communicating. I'm really big on communicating. So, like, being that top safety, you know, controlling the defense, you know what I mean? Like, seeing everything and scanning the field and being able to see, like, different schemes, concepts that, you know, teams like to run. Like, even with the little Senior Bowl that we had, like, when they got condensed, it was, like, almost like you loading the gun a little bit and you want to go deep, you know what I mean? They was big on bootlegs, you know, stuff like that, you know, communicating certain calls with my corners to let them know how we play in certain things. You know, communicating is the way of football, honestly. And
absolutely.
I realize I'm really, really good at that. Really, really good at that. And I can see stuff before it even happened at times. Even if I'm not in that certain spot of players in, I'll let them know it's coming. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, being a big-time leader. So, I mean, I can play, like I said, free safety, strong safety. I can play anywhere on the field. I feel like I'm just a football player. You know, and I think Senior Bowl let me show more of that, you know, than A&M gave me a chance to at times, because the fact that we had, you know, Damani Richardson and coaches wanted to move certain guys, certain places and stuff to see where it was at, more comfortable putting guys at. So I understand that part, you know. But I think the Senior Bowl let me show within a week how fast I can adapt and do certain things.
Keyword there, fast. In the stands while we're watching practice, you know, someone, I overheard a couple comments, you know, people were saying Leon O'Neal is slow O'Neal, right? And this is a podcast where players can control their narratives, right? I'm going to, excuse my language, I'm going to call that bullshit that you're slow, because according to Zebra Technologies, you retract at 19.56 miles per hour in practice, right? And most of those practices aren't really full speed. You probably weren't at full speed.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that narrative came from.
Yeah.
What do you say to those people who call you slow, who say he's not fast enough for the position? Because I don't see that on tape.
Yeah.
Right. I see a guy who's very physical at the line of scrimmage when he needs to be. I see a rangy safety. I see a guy who has really fluid hips and good footwork. And of course, if you need to open it up and go get it,
right,
you're going to wake him up and, you know, get down the field and cover somebody. What do you say to those guys who, you know, who throw those things out there about your speed concerns, quote unquote?
Right. A lot of times I got this from just when I was like back in high school when I had a big mouth. I go to Texas A&M University. So I say a lot of, you know, smart comments about Texas. And I think Texas kind of like ran with it, you know, oh, slow Neil. So anytime I was a big high recruit coming out of high school. So anytime I say anything, do anything, it was always seen. Always. So they love saying slow Neil. They love saying it because I ran, I think when I got to my sport camp, low time, my sport camp. And this is like before I even had like a 40 trainer or something like that. Like, we know this all take technique and stuff like that. If you watch me play, is no accident why I make plays. You know what I mean? I pursue to the ball. It's the reason why I get to the ball first than most guys. It's the reason why I make plays on the ball like than most guys in the country. So it's funny when they say the slow nil part. I'm like, if I was slow, I wouldn't be able to run with this guy man-to-man at all.
Yeah, exactly. And they, you know, at the Senior Bowl, they asked you to play a little bit man-to-man. I was like, I don't understand what these folks are talking about with the slow nil stuff. So it just didn't make sense to me. The tape didn't match those comments, and I wanted you to address it. And the numbers, you know, we're in an analytical time frame in football. Yeah. And according to Zebra Technologies, for a not full speed practice, you retract at 19.56 miles an hour.
And you know what's funny about that? I'm one of these guys that take ownership and everything. Like, I look around and I want to better my game. So, like, I never ever take criticism as like an insult. I take it as a challenge. I'm like, okay, well, you see, I'm not fast. All right, cool. I used to get on the track every morning, you know, wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and run on the track every morning for 17 weeks straight.
Yeah.
And like just bettering my game, bettering my balance, my run form, you know what I mean? So I could be more of a natural runner and stuff like that. Just work on plyometrics and stuff like that. Like I have a Kobe mindset when it comes to working. You know what I mean? I work really, really hard on my craft and certain things I got to work on. You know what I mean? So I could be out there and be the best version of myself, you know, all the time. So that's something I pride myself on, you know, not necessarily just all the speed part, but just even decelerating, you know what I mean? After you run fast, you know, you talk about some of my film that I had where I'm about to go make a tackle. You got to make that near shoulder angle. You know, you're coming in too high because you want to knock somebody's head off, but you got to decelerate and you got to squeeze near him, near shoulder. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so that he's not making tackles in space as much as I want him to, you know, to make tackles in space. Then you talking about his speed, because I didn't run with everybody out there on the field. You know what I mean? And never, ever had a problem at all. You know,
yeah, I mean,
you can pull up the Bama game, for example. That's probably a team that you talk about speed. Like, I think J-Mo and Mechie, they could pretty much run and they could go, you know, and also Brian, he can go. So I don't know, man. They make these rumors because they don't want to see me be successful, and they probably Texas fans. So that's why.
I live in UT country. I live in Austin. So everyone here is a UT fan. I will tell you this. Honest to God, since I moved to Texas, I prefer A&M football over Big 12 Texas football. So you got a fan in me, and Gig'em is how that's the term down here in my house. You said it, right? You try to better yourself. No prospect is perfect, right? We talked about the good in your game. What is something that you think you need to improve upon, or what is something that maybe the Lions coaching staff or maybe a scout at the Senior Bowl said, hey, Leon, you know, we like you, but we want you to work on this, this, and this. What do you think? Where do you think your game needs to improve?
Well, most of the time, I feel like as a safety, you got to down the football. That's 9 times out of 10. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, your job is to down the football. you got to play safety. You know, I think I do a pretty good job in coverage. I upped my coverage a lot this past 2 years, honestly. I feel like I had a lot of times where I got my hand on the football, got around the football, even at the, you know, the Senior Bowl. I made a lot of big plays. Also, I'm still pissed I didn't get a pick that they threw.
You were close.
Oh, man, I dived out for it and touched these fingers, and I couldn't get it in, so I was still pissed about that. But no, man, I think that's tackling in space is not something I really struggle with, I would say. I just need to make sure, like, control my speeds coming to the ball, because when you come in there so hot, you got to make sure you squeeze that near hip, near angle and stuff like that, and you got to be able to break down so you can shoot your shot. You want to shoot your shot. You know, you don't want to come in weak. You want to come in with as much strength and burst as you can. So we was in the Senior Bowl. I made sure that was something, like, a point of emphasis when we got in that Senior Bowl game. And I thought I had a pretty good Senior Bowl game with down in the football. It was times where I tried to shoot my shot again, and I didn't go near hip, near shoulder, and I didn't wrap up, and I didn't, like, look through the tackle, squeeze through the tackle. So that's something I definitely got to work on as a player. You know, some of these points, you know, you're never going to be a perfect player ever.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, but like one thing about me, you're gonna get the best safety out of me all the time. You know, I'm gonna run around, be energetic, I'm gonna fly to the ball. I'm gonna make 10 guys fly to the ball as much as I fly to the ball. You know
what I mean? I hear that.
You can't get on the field with me and not be your best. And it's gonna be vice versa from me. You know what I mean? Like that's what the Senior Bowl, when we went up there, like I explained to the guys and they explained to me, and that's what we want. We got a dream, we're chasing it. And besides the fact, like, we want to win. You know what I mean? So we didn't come in that game like, oh, we don't want to get hurt. Oh, we got combine. Oh, this. Like, no, we came up there like, man, we're trying to prove a point. You know? And when we on defense, it's trouble. You know, we fly around. We had a guy from South Carolina jump on a huddle when the running back was running. So all that stuff matters, man. You know what I mean? I just wanted to be the best brother I could to them guys. You know, they all chasing the same dream I'm chasing. I just wanted to enjoy the moment, and I thought I did a lot.
Man, you did. You did a lot. You did a lot this week. There was you did a lot, so much so that Texas A&M, I'm sorry, the Senior Bowl, your tight end and wide receiver group named you the top defensive safety of the week.
Love, yeah.
What does that mean to you to get that from your teammates and guys you don't even really know, right? Like, you might know them from high school. You might know them from, you know, in passing from other games and stuff. But what does that mean to you to get that kind of respect from your peers?
Well, this is the first thing first. I like to say this a lot. You're going to have a child in this world one day, and the most important thing is he have a good father in his life. He got a good man in his life. So everything I do is not for Leon. Everything I do is for others, you know what I mean? And so when I came up there, man, I wanted to make sure I was a light in everybody's life. You know, I wanted to be the spark. I wanted to be the energy. I wanted to be the source. I wanted to be everybody. When they leave that place, like, man, who is this guy? I like this guy because he is so passionate about what he do. He has an unbelievable amount of energy, and he really gives a shit about the little things and really gives a shit about his teammates, you know? And it wasn't something that I was, like, trying to fake or anything like that. I put a point of emphasis on myself because that's something I pride myself on. I don't ever want to idolize myself. I want to idolize God. I want to idolize my teammates, you know, whether we're going to be here for a week or we're going to be playing for 2 years, 3 years, or a year, you know what I mean? I want to make sure if I'm in your presence, I'm there for you. You know what I mean? And we doing this together because that's the only way you can play this game of football. I think you start to see some of these guys who kind of like get away from the team aspect of it, and you can see it on the field. You can see it when they play because they don't care enough to just run to the ball, you know, or excel out, you know, or you know what I mean. So like that, the emotion part of the game matters, and I learned how to channel my emotion into a really, really positive manner. And be that source and that light for my team. So besides the fact of me just making plays, I think they really fell in love with the way I lead and the way I just could be that spark. So that's probably where it came from. I think that's why they picked me to be a deep safety of the week.
I mean, like I said, I saw it all week. You know, your energy's infectious. Your leadership's infectious. Your voice is strong. You know, just having the conversation with me, you know, I feel it, right? I feel like this guy would be a great locker room addition. One more serious question before we get to, you know, just the stuff where people get to know you. But I think you explained yourself well about how you know, who you are as a person.
Right.
But how did playing for Jimbo Fisher prepare you for the Senior Bowl and being around NFL coaches this past week? You know, playing for Jimbo.
Yeah.
Jimbo came from, you know, he's had a number of guys play for him and go on to have excellent NFL careers. How did Jimbo Fisher prepare you in the, you know, the Texas A&M culture prepare you for a week like the Senior Bowl and what you're about to go through with the draft process and then, of course, eventually getting into an NFL locker room?
Yeah, and this is not for me like to brag or whatever, but I did feel as if I was a little bit more advanced on concepts and understanding certain things and communicating and learning really, really fast. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. when I was out there, like even first day, I was like already first day, like the vocal guy making like making checks, moving people, telling everybody like close left, close right. This, that, condensed, like, you know what I mean? Like, all the different verbiage we use that we got that week, I was the guy, like, you know, like first day on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of how Jimbo moves, man. Elko, really. Elko was my DC at Texas A&M. So being able to have a defensive coordinator and a safeties coach, I learned a lot about the game. You know, a lot of guys can tell you about their position, but I can tell you about everybody's position on the field. Specifically, you know what I mean? Specifically like linebackers in my corners and how they're supposed to line up and who's in the coverage, you know, how these fits supposed to look and the front. So, I mean, all that stuff matters, man. I think being at there at A&M changed my game a lot. The amount of competition I played at A&M changed my game a lot. You know, you don't get too many safeties who play that much, like, talent, you know. I didn't play to everybody, man. From Joe Burrow, he's in the Super Bowl right now. Watch Joe Burrow lose. Watch him beat us bad too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I did it all, man. I seen Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, really close with those guys. You know, learn a lot from those guys. You know what I mean. I didn't play a lot of different talent on the field from every position. You know, so I think that's what I love about the SEC West. You know, get you prepared to get you going. I mean, that's why you probably see a lot of guys, you know, win awards for practicing. That was practicing. You know, you win those awards for practicing, and you see a lot of SEC guys win those awards because that's what this conference does. It prepare you for the NFL. You know, and I think it's definitely an alpha league for sure.
Absolutely. SEC is, I'm a Big Ten guy, right? I grew up in Pennsylvania. I'm all about Penn State. And those Penn State boys showed out this week, Luketta and Ebukenny. But the SEC for sure is like a farm league for the NFL, essentially, right? You guys are always prepared. You guys come into the league. You guys usually make an impact right away for whatever team it is because, like you said, you're prepared because of the talent you're playing against. One thing I wanted to go over with some film real quick, you had an 85-yard pick six against Kent State. I'm going to put it up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to walk you through it. Walk me through what you're seeing on here.
I had an awesome summer that summer, this past summer too, by the way. And man, that play was actually like, I kind of like was waiting for it all game. I was waiting for it all game. They went to it once. And that kind of like opened it up for me. They pretty much an RPO team. They are mm-hmm. RPO team. The quarterback, not as advanced as, like, you know, Matt Corral with the RPO. And he kind of gave it away when he was tired a little bit. I wouldn't say tired, but he just wasn't, like, paying attention almost, you know. And that ball that he threw right there, I kind of, like, disguised myself as if I was coming down. And I just jumped in front of that ball because I knew my cornerback was going to take that RPO slant away. And he covered it really well, honestly. So even if I didn't slap it down, I mean, get the pick. He would have slapped it down. But, man, no, it was just a phenomenal play, phenomenal effort by my teammates to co-block for me to get in the end zone. I was super excited about that.
To me, this pick looks like a guy who's prepared, right?
Yeah.
You talked about your preparation.
This is awesome.
You called it, right? You said it. You knew that your corner was going to be there to take away the slant, and you came down because you knew that's probably where they're going to go with that play. And look what happened. You get a pick six and a huge pick six. I mean, the Kent State game was kind of close, and then you guys blew it wide open after that. So you've made some plays in your career. You've made some great tackles. You've had some really good sacks. You're a playmaker. But football aside, you know, let's talk about Leon, the person. You know, what do you do? What's in your headphones before a game? Like, what are you listening to get yourself prepared before a game, or just, you know, going to the gym? What do you like to listen to as far as music?
Oh, man, as far as music go, man, I listen to Lil Baby.
Of course.
You know, Lil Baby. I listen to NBA Youngboy. time from time. And I love listening to, you know, even the old school Tupac, you know, I get that system in, even Lil Wayne, you know, and Drake. So that's pretty much my music collection. And then I go a little bit of a freelance and a little Dirk and stuff like that. But not part, man. I want to get in beast mode before a game. So you want all the aggressive music. You want all the aggressive music coming in, like the calm.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm probably listening to in the locker room. Before it's like a workout, man. It's just give me like some Eric Thomas, some Inky Johnson, you know, give me some Kobe Bryant seminars and stuff like that. I love the process of greatness, man. I love the process of greatness, man. I'm never built on the result driven type of guy. Like, I'm not really interested in that, you know. I'm interested in winning, but I understand what it takes to win. You know, you don't win on Saturdays, you don't win on Sundays. You win Mondays, man. You win Mondays. That's the days you win. It's the process about life, you know, and that's what life really all about, man. So that's what kind of guy you getting out of me, man. I just love the freaking process about all this stuff, man. So
I feel it. Couple more before we get you out of here. You look like you're in great shape. I shouldn't even say you look like. You are in great shape.
Thank you.
But everyone has a cheat meal. Everyone has a vice. What is your go-to cheat meal, go-to cheat snack? What is it that you like to indulge in, you know, when you're not, you know, making sure you're eating right?
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's not my exactly go-to, but I'm definitely cheating right now eating them. I've been eating little bites. I've been eating little bites, man. I've been grinding all week, so I grabbed some.
Those are the best ones too. The birthday or whatever it is, birthday cake ones.
You already know about it, huh?
I got two kids, right? I got two boys, my 7-year-old and my 3-year-old. They eat those for, you know, for breakfast or a late night snack.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones. But they never give you enough. It's only four in there. Like,
so you're like, oh my God, like
Yeah, exactly.
It keep you disciplined. So
exactly. If you weren't gonna play football, right? If football was taken away from you.
Yeah.
What else would you be doing? Or is there like a secret talent that you have? You know, can you sing? Do you dance? Do you write? Do you play an instrument? Like, what is it that outside of football keeps you sane? Cause not everything can be football, right? So what is it you do?
Right. No, it's 100 things, but no, I got really into motivational, you know, speaking and stuff like that. I really want to help youth. I think that's really huge. I think that's really a gift God gave me. You know, obviously I can make checks on the field. I can get my players lit. You know, I can get even the coaching staff lit, you know, with my enthusiasm. That's what I was doing this weekend was pretty, really, like, pretty, pretty cool. You know, seeing the staff be all turned up, you know what I mean? And I'm like, man, this NFL staff, I'm like, they got them lit right now. You know what I'm saying?
So that was,
but no, man, I really, 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 really want to see these young guys succeed in life. You know, me growing up, struggling. Like I said, my dad was in and out of the house. My mom worked a 12-hour job. And so that's a kid with a lot of free time. And with that free time is really easy to find the wrong influences, you know. And I think it's up to us, not even just athletes, but older men who are successful and understand how important it is to be positive and do the right things and how much you can accomplish in life if you do it every single day. You know, I want to be that voice for these young guys to show them it's possible. And I'm not one of them guys who interested in little dreams either, man. You live one time. And so my thing is, if you want something really, really bad, you got to go get it. You know, you got to go get it. And if you give it everything you got and you fail, man, then whatever, no regrets. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you get that shit, everything you got, man, 120 all the time. And so I want to show these kids, man, like, you can do anything. Literally anything in your life that you want to do, if you put your heart in it, you put your heart in it. You just got to put your heart, your brain, your soul, your spirit in it, you know. And I want to show them they can do that. And I think my career is showing that now, you know, as I go. But there's so many avenues, you know, you can take with this stuff. So I want to make sure I'm there for these youth, you know, and be a big role in their life.
I hear that. It's needed. You know, I got two boys and I'm not saying, you know, my two boys, I try to do my best with them as well, right? Like, I want to make sure they're better than I was, you know, at their point. You know, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing on the side and the course of my career and things like that. So I feel that you got to take care of the younger kids nowadays with all these influences and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, you said your mom worked 12-hour days, right? You know, my dad worked a lot of hours and I feel that. So when, you know, whenever it is, when you do get drafted, right? How are you celebrating and what's the first purchase?
Oh man, I'm going to my family immediately, And obviously, you don't want to give too much to everybody when you get your money and everybody in your pockets. I want to make sure my family's straight. I want to make sure my mom got what she need, you know, and my dad got what they need, and invest in stuff for them, you know, so they could actually retire and actually stop working and enjoy, you know, the rest of their life, just enjoying life. You know, they love grinding, though, so I don't know if I can stop them from grinding. They love working, they love grinding. But, you know, that's something I'll be very, very, very fortunate to do sometime soon, hopefully in my life. So that's something I will do.
And, Leon, last one. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but what is one thing that you want an NFL team to know about you, right? You're going to go to the combine. You went to the Senior Bowl. You did all this stuff. What is something that you want them to know about not only the person, but the player that they're going to be getting when they do select you?
Well, they're getting a man who understands who he is. I think a lot of these young guys who are really talented and stuff like that, they don't really understand who they are yet. And when they find out who they are, it's going to get real scary, but they got to find out who they are first. I know who I am. And I think that's why I can't fail. I cannot fail. I work really, really hard. If I ever find a weakness, I work really, really hard at it. Like almost scary how hard I work at it. But I understand that it's not, I'm not, they got to know that they're getting a guy who's not result driven. I'm process driven. You know what I mean? I'm a sponge. I'm going to ask 100 questions. I'm really brave. So I'm not scared to ask a question. You know what I mean? I'm not scared to get an answer so I can better myself. One thing you're going to know about me, as much as I'm a great football player, you're going to learn I'm a great teammate. I'm a great man. You know what I mean? I'm going to change the organization just because my face is in it. You know what I mean? Just because I keep my guys motivated. I keep my guys pushing. You know what I mean? I keep my guys going. Like, I got a natural appeal with people. I enjoy people. I enjoy bettering people. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's more important. If you win games, you win games when your team is tight. You win games when y'all got a bond that nobody can break. You win games when y'all actually like have a great chemistry. It's all about chemistry, man. It's all about chemistry. And I think that's what's really important. You know, you build chemistry with people and you start winning. You start winning naturally. You know what I mean? I think that's what I started realizing about my life. Like going into my junior and senior year, like I said, man, it was literally about everybody else but myself. And that's what made me play successful. That's what made my team successful. I think that's really, really important. And that's a role that I never ever going to leave because I know who I am now, you know. And I think I'm going to bring that to a team, you know. Also turnovers and a lot of tackles and a lot of big plays. But, man, you're getting a guy who's a leader, man, the enthusiastic leader. And I don't mind coming to an organization and have to be in the small fry first. I'm going to grow on people, man. I'm like I plant my seed. You know, when I plant that seed, man, I'm going to grow and be a beautiful flower. But I'm going to be a sponge when I first come in, obviously. And as I go, I'm going to learn. And the more I learn, the more dangerous I'm going to get. But this this energy, this enthusiasticness that I have, it is there's no level. It will peak. It's going to keep rising. So
I love it, man. I love it. That is you said it, chemistry, you know, a brotherhood, a bond helps win games. Those things matter. Yeah. This is to end it here. As a Niner fan, we saw towards the end of the year, right? They started off slow, 3-5. Yeah. And then slowly, things started. They stuck together all the way through. They ultimately didn't win the NFC title game, but they, you know, a big thing about that 49er locker room, which I hope you're part of on draft day, is that there's a brotherhood, a unity. There's guys like yourself who are process driven. You know, they love to win, but the process matters. And winning on Monday is a big, big deal. Yeah. And those guys stuck together regardless of, you know, a slow start, a bad game. They stick together because they're a brotherhood. And someone like yourself, in my opinion, would be great in that 49ers locker room. So hopefully come draft day, we hear your name called to the 49ers. But Leon, I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I thank you for joining me tonight. And of course, you had a great Senior Bowl. I'm sure you're going to kill it at the combine. I'm sure you're going to be selected high and you're going to go ahead and do great things in the NFL. Before we get out of here, let people know where they can find you, Twitter, Instagram, any other ventures you might be doing.
What's up, 49ers fans? You can find me at Wake 'em Up 9 on Instagram, Twitter. And I'm not really big on TikTok, but that's my stuff. So I appreciate y'all for having me. Thank you so much, boss man. And I just, you know, hope this thing all plays out how we all want it to. So, hey, God bless you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thanks.